بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. You will start off the surah. You can write a few translations and thereafter I'll explain. The surah is known as Al-Mutaffifin. Surah, we read it, Waylu lil-Mutaffifin. This is also one surah that the Hafiz boys don't like for some reason. That one that you'll get confused here and there. That's why Fajr time I hear Lord surahs. But this one we don't hear. This one, Fajr time, for some reason they just duck the surah. Waylu lil-Mutaffifin. Tatfif. So I'm going to explain to you all, you don't have to look at it right now at the beginning. Understand this issue of tatfif. It is called cheating. So you always say, don't be a cheat. Almighty Allah doesn't say it in that manner. Almighty Allah says that that person we can't stand, that when it comes to his own rights, how he jumps. So let me give you an example of this tatfif before we come to business. Whenever in marriage there's an issue, then the person who's hard, he's always saying that you never do this, you never do this, this is not right. So he is pulling his rights. And to pull your rights is no problem. إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ. That when you're making way for people, meaning did you fulfill my rights? Yes, tawfoon, then he takes in full. When he takes his rights, he takes in full. But وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ. But when he has to give rights, يُخْسِرُون, then you find him cheating. Again, let's think of it. When he asks for his rights, he wants everything fulfilled. If it's a husband, he says on a Sunday she doesn't make breakfast for me. Meaning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, she must make food for me. So there's nothing wrong, he's the husband. Whole week she must be his wife. He says this is not a Monday, what you call. He tells his wife, you're not a worker. He tells her, worker works Monday to Saturday. You're not a worker, you are wife. Wife means you work Monday to Sunday. How nice it is. He says, you're a worker. He says, if you get a worker, you pay. But then you only get Monday to Saturday. Saturday afternoon, shop closed. He tells his wife, you're not a worker, you're my wife. So the sentence sounded so good. Then he said, you're like a slave. Because you must work Monday to Sunday. 24 hours. So then there's no problem. Because if he checks up in the kitab, the rights of the husband, he'll show his wife that if the husband tells the wife, move a mountain also, she must move it. So that part is no problem. He wants to take his full rights, even make her move a mountain. But وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ. But when the time comes for him to weigh out, when he has to pay, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُ. When he has to give out, wazan and kail will explain, يُخْسِرُونَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, then I find him cheating left, right, and left. When he wants his rights, how he pulls. But when he has to give, how cheats. He cheats with Allah. Isn't Ubaidullah? Just stand up and make sure no one's talking. Go in the back. One is, a man tells his worker, you know who I am. And that same man forgets that he is also a worker for Allah. So no problem. You can tell your worker, you know who I am, I'll fire you. Or like the principal tells the student, you know who I am, I'll kick you out. So there's no problem with that. But does that principal ever think then that he has to behave the same with Allah? that when it comes with him and Allah, then he is also now the student in the court of Allah. So if he is ready to kick someone out, he must also be ready to be kicked out. When the husband tells the wife, you'll go crying, there's no one to look after you, I'll kick you out of the house, then see where your sustenance comes. Then he must also be ready to have Allah say to him, that you also, you'll go kicked out of the house, and you'll go crying, and then see where your sustenance comes. So the beginning of the surah, Allah Tawarukala says, amazing the cheaters are. When it's for their own, how they take everything. But when it's time to give, how they cheat. When it is time to give, how they cheat. The Sahabi radiallahu anhu was hitting someone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, remember a day will come where you will find Allah over you much more powerful than you over the slave. He said, hit today if you want, but be ready to be hit tomorrow. Hit today if you want, but be ready to be hit tomorrow. This is the beginning of the surah. In between the surah then goes that either you're going to be in Jannah or Jahannam, but that's details. How the people of Jannah will be enjoying that drink of theirs. It will have just that touch of a little bit. It's got to do with the cook. The cook will understand this. That you tell him a little bit of ginger on top, just add some ginger. A normal person doesn't understand. Allah describes it. When they will be drinking that drink, that little bit ginger also will be added. That's the middle of the surah. But we are only going to discuss the beginning of the surah and the end. In the middle of the surah it is, if you are a fajir, a transgressor, meaning you pulled your rights, but you were not ready to give rights. You regarded yourself as the boss, you forgot Allah is the boss. You made sure people do everything for you, but you cheated in everything. The wife had to give all your rights, you gave her no rights. The worker had to do everything, but you cheated. You cheated him. When came to pay, how you cheated? Allah Ta'ala says, you only asking for destruction. If you are a fajir, a transgressor, he said, your name is going in Sijjin. Sijjin comes from the word Sijnun. Sijnun means jail. If your name is going to be in the register of the jail, normally they only write your name in that register when you going to jail also. It's only in South Africa they take you to the jail and they open up their register and they say, boss, we're going to write your name in here. If you don't want your name to go here, boss, then you tell the guy, make a plan. He say, okay, make a plan. Only in South Africa that happens. Otherwise, when that book opens, if your name is coming in the book, it means you going inside. Fujar. And you will hear that word fujar, transgressors. Sijjin, sijnun, your name is going to be in jail. Which means then you will also be going. As for abrar, abrar means the pious. Pious will be the opposite of the fajir. Who will be the pious? Pious was that when he had to give rights, he went out of his way. But when he had to take, he was very easygoing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of that man who someone worked for him. But the man was not happy with the amount he was paying, so the man went away. A while later, the man came and he said, I want my money. So he said, you know, after you left, I looked at that money and I bought some animal with it. And it just happened that that animal gave birth. And then from there it started growing, growing, growing. He said, amazing that little you left, I invested it. This whole valley is yours. He never have to do that. That wasn't the masala. Masala was you were owing the man one, you're supposed to give him one. What a mind he had when it came to paying. When it came to paying. See, when he was paying the worker, at that time he was tight, hard. That's why the worker wasn't happy. You said, boss, you're paying too little. But he wasn't paying too little. Everyone was happy. But maybe he wasn't paying what that man expected. So when he was paying, he was hard. But when it came for him then, to give somebody else theirs. He played his game also. That you worked for me, you only deserving for so much. I want my work. But when the time came for me also to give you, I'll give you what's yours. He played. That's called abrar. That you don't only take rights. You are ready to give in full also. It's something to think about the beginning of the surah, wail. One is wail means destruction. That you destroying yourself if you think that when I speak with my wife, I'll take my full right. When I speak with my in-laws, I'll take my full right. When I speak with my workers, I'll take my full right. But when the time comes to give, I'm not giving, no one. Allah Ta'ala says, we don't have to destroy you, you're destroying yourself. You are destroying yourself. Your name is already going in the list of the people in jail, but already in this world. You will be hated by all. You will be hated by all. A man will work for you, but the man will hate you. He'll work for you, he will hate you. That woman will remain your wife, you'll get breakfast Monday to Sunday. But there might be some days she might even spit in your food. She'll also hate you. You can tell her, if I kick you out, you'll go nowhere. So then she's going to stay. But do you really think she'll make food with love after that? Allah says, wail. You behave stupid, you're going to get stupidity looking for you. That's the beginning of the surah. Then we will come to the end of the surah. The end of the surah will speak about now, you're going to be one of two people. Either you're going to be the one who cheats, or you are going to be the one who can't cheat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا. You can see it. Juram means a crime. Indeed, those who commit crimes, مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. They laugh at the people who don't commit the crime. What we call it, like you say, you Mr. Pious. You Mr. Pious. So there's one man who says, I can't cheat. And there's another man who laughs at him. Cheating in everything. Cheating against your wife. Cheating against your boss. Cheating in everything. You get one man who says, I can't cheat. In a madrasa, you get the one boy who says, you know me, I'm good. I can't do this. And you get the other boys who say, like you, like a baby. Cheat, cheat. And then the person says, I can't cheat. And then it carries on. Because the man who cheats, he can't stand anyone who doesn't cheat. He can't stand. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا. When the criminals, they used to laugh at the people who are not criminals. When they used to pass by them, يَتَغَامَزُونَ غَمْز, they used to poke at them. They used to wink at one another. Say, there's he, Mr. Pious. A woman said, I don't want to cheat my Allah. I don't want to cheat my Allah. So she changed her life. She decided to put on niqab. But the other aunties in the family, they not happy at all. Why she put on niqab? So they'll always poke. They'll wink. There's Mrs. Pius. There's Mrs. Pius. My one friend said, whether it's true or not, this I don't know. I can't speak for everyone, but he said it. He said he got his second wife. I hardly speak about second wives. Remember this, yeah. Because what I remember the last few majlises, I never mentioned second wife. But I know one thing, whenever I mention second wife, there's sometimes I get emails after that. You only speak about second wives. It's like some people only hear that story. So this man said that, see, when I took my second wife, my first wife was very happy. She had no problems. He says, the other woman, they started making the problem. They started phoning her and said, are you mad? This is like that. When the criminals phoned the one who did no crime, and they start laughing at that one. And they start poking at that one. Why? Because they feel threatened. When you got one man who doesn't cheat, the cheaters feel threatened. In a school, one who doesn't bully, the bullies are threatened. Whenever you try to behave, the ones who do not behave feel threatened. Allah Tabaruk Salah says they would laugh at them. They would poke at them. وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ When they would return home to their families, they would laugh at those people. They would speak to their wives. Say, what a fool he is. وَإِذَا رَأُوهُمْ When they would meet with them, they would say, my friends, you are really gone far away. You like don't know how to live in this world. You have to cheat in this world. You have to cheat. This is the surah. The end of the surah says, you'll get people who are going to tell you, you must cheat. Allah Tabarakallah says, وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ عَافِظِينَ I never told the criminals must worry about the non-criminals. You are criminal, you carry on your crime. But why are you forcing the other person in your crime? He says, I never sent you to look after them. He says, so today, اليوم, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Today the non-criminal will now laugh at the criminal. This is the end of the surah. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ They will be sitting on their thrones and now they'll be looking. The one who cheated will one day find a day where you'll have to pay back. And the one who never cheated, he will find a reward by Allah which will say it was worth it not to cheat. Let's write a few words quickly at the beginning, at the end. And then we'll go through the surah one more time. By waylun, write total loss. Total loss. Lil mutaffifin, for those who cheat. Waylun, total loss. Lil mutaffifin, for those who cheat. Remember when we started this, we said that we want people to memorize verses of Quran. Why? So when the time comes to cheat, that verse plays in your mind. And that stops you cheating. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ When marriage issues happen, both parties want us to get involved. We don't get involved in anyone's problems. But how we would love to tell them, both of you read Quran, finished. I can't understand a man will read وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Allah Tabarakallah is saying, you cheat. You're not going to find any goodness in cheating. She reads it, he reads it. After both parties read it, game over. Both parties read it, game over. Sometimes it happens that they say that who spoiled the marriage? The girl will say, my brother spoiled the marriage. Because I wanted to, in the ending, give in to my husband. And my brother said, don't you dare give in. He's wrong. Or the husband says, my family spoiled the marriage. I wanted to tell my wife, let's make the marriage work. They said, don't you dare. So for them, Allah Ta'ala speaks at the end of the surah. That you will always get people who will tell you, cheat. You're going to listen to them. You can't be the cheater. In the world, they call it peer pressure. That I wanted to be good in school, but my friends, they make sure I do it. They call it, the game is called, I dare you. I dare you. And when they dare what stupid things. They dare the person that go and kill someone. But if he's not ready to kill, then they say, you like a sissy. You like a baby. You don't belong here. Go kill. They make people rape. They make people kill. Dare. I dare you. That man who read Quran, no one will ever be able to dare him. He will say, my Allah has already given the warning, wail. And he told me, you laugh at me in this world, so laugh. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَضْحَكُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا He says, juram, mujrims, criminals will always laugh. So laugh at me today. He says, you laugh today, tomorrow someone's going to laugh at you. Wailun, total loss is for those who cheat. للمطففين Thereafter, translate for me. الَّذِينَ Those who, إِذَا Now you got two words. You got كَيْل and you got وَزَن. This were the two manners people used to weigh in the past. وَزَن is what we call a scale. And كَيْل is they had a small box. Like a small bag. Nowadays you go to the shops, they say 1 10 of sweets for 50 rand. So all you must do, you must take so much sweets and fill it in that tin. And when it fills up, you pay 50 rand, no matter what sweets you bought. That container, that tin was known as a kale. In the past, they would sell wheat in the kale. Fill up one container for me, two containers, three containers. How much I must pay? Per container, pay so much. So Allah Tabarakallah. So both kale and wisdom means the same thing when they weigh, when they measure. Those people, إِذَا إِكْتَالُوا, when they measure عَلَى النَّاسِ, to give to people. No, sorry. When they measure to take from people. عَلَى النَّاسِ, when they measure on the people means to take from people. إِذَا إِكْتَالُوا, when they measure to take from people. يَسْتَوْفُونَ, they take in full. They take in full. إِذَا إِكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. This you will normally see when someone is getting married. Then at the beginning when they're getting married, they buy the right kitabs. The wife buys how to please your husband. And the husband buys what to do on the first night. For him, he only thinks marriage is first night. Even when they phone us, like they say, you got a kitab on marriage. So we tell him, this is a very blissful marriage. This one is a nice one. This one is... He says, no, I'm asking for something for the first night. For him, marriage is only the first night. After that, he's not bothered. So in the beginning, both of them buy the right kitabs. But after a few months, then you see the wife looking for another kitab, the rights of the wife. Then you know problems in the marriage. Now you know problems. Now she wants her rights. Allah Ta'ala says, you want your rights in full. And I'm asking you also, make sure you also give rights. That if you're buying the rights of the wife, also buy the rights of the husband. Because when you are going to be asking, I want you also to be paying. إِذَا تَعْلُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ, when they measure to take from people, they take in full. وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ, but when they measure to give. So you got kalu and you got wazanu. By kalu right there, measure to give. And wazanu, weigh to give. But when they measure to give, or weigh to give, yukhsirun, they cheat. When they measure to give, or weigh to give, they cheat. Ala yadhunnu, do they not realize, dhan means to think, do they not realize, that they will be mabu'uthun, resurrected. Do they not realize? Ala yazunnu ulaika, ulaika means those people. Do those people not realize that they will be resurrected? Translate, liyawmin azim, for a great day. Meaning qiyamah is coming for me and you. And qiyamah is not on the day of qiyamah. My qiyamah and your qiyamah starts in this world. And you'll really see the mirror of it on the day of qiyamah. But before that you will see it in the grave. لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah is a zat of justice. Everyone will see justice somewhere along the line. He says, do they not think they'll have to stand one day? On the day, yawma, translate. Translate yawma. يَقُومُ النَّاسِ, people will stand. لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, in front of Allah. One friend explained to me, he went in front of a judge. The judge is an auntie, number one. And the aunties, when they judges, they get more upset than uncles. Because aunties have this, like, that you must respect me. Because she has already that feeling that men don't respect. So when she becomes a judge, the first thing they call the judge, what title they give the judge? Your honor, higher than that? Your lord. They actually say your Lord. Now that auntie, she's an auntie. And if that uncle had to see her outside before she walked into the court and she put on that wig of hers and that jubba, if he had to see her outside, she was struggling to carry her chakat packets. She needed him to help her. Outside she was no Lord at all. She couldn't carry the packets. And her own son is not there to carry. He helped her. He said, auntie, let me help you. Poor auntie. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Suddenly she entered the court. She put on a jubba. She put on a funny wig. Now she said, she became Lord. Now this man comes there. So he told me, you have to stand in front of her with respect. That's why if Ubaidullah goes in front of Lord, I feel Lord sorry. So he walked in like this. It was cold as it is, his hands were in his pockets. Oh, what a shouting she gave him. How dare you stand in front of me like that? You got no respect. What she wanted is you must stand in front of her like how we stand in front of Allah. Like this. Fold your hands with respect. She really thought she's Lord. They learn like this, the judges. They learn. If you don't stand in front of me, you're going to lose your case. He couldn't even speak. He just wanted to tell her something. I'm sorry. She said, shut your mouth. You don't know how to address. Meaning you don't know how to talk. She told him, shut your mouth. He was so upset. He said, that auntie comes in my shop, I'll never give her a discount again. So upset. He said, first time I had gone, she really thinks she's a Lord. That's when I was thinking of this verse, the day when man will stand in front of Allah. On that day, the only Zat who got the right to say, stand! And everyone will stand. And then how you will shiver after that. Just the stand. Now think of these verses again. We're only going to go with these 6 verses. Allah make it, we memorize it, but it settles in the heart. That cheaters! How dare you ask for your rights, but you can't give rights. Don't you know one day you have to stand in front of Allah? And if ever you say, others made me cheat, others pushed me, Allah Ta'ala says, others will sort others out one day. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا The mujrims, criminals have always been laughing against the believers. Always. But there's no such thing called they forced him. Says, a day will come, the believer will laugh against him. Game over. That's not an excuse. Every one of us have to see, do I cheat? Because one day we will have to stand in front of Allah. A sahabi radiallahu anhu hears this, he comes, he says, O Nabi of Allah, I have a couple of slaves. They cheat me. They lie to me. They sometimes steal from me. So, وَأَنَا أَدْرِبُهُمْ I sometimes hit them. Ashtimuhum, sometimes I swear them. He says, but I got a right because what they do, you don't know what they do against me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yawma yaqoomun nas li rabbil alameen. On the day man will stand in front of Allah, Allah will bring a scale down. And whatever wrong they had done, he said, ma dara ma kazabuka. How they lied to you. وَمَا خَانُوكَ And how they betrayed you, cheated you. And whatever they did, and وَمَا عَصَوْكَ They disobeyed you. Allah will put it all in one pen. And then he said, and what you hit them, and what you shouted them, and what you cursed them, that will be put in the other pen. He then said, then if the two pans are coming equal, then la alayka wa la laka. You will get no extra amounts, but at least you will get no punishment also. But if it is found that you overdid it in punishing, then will be taken from yours and given to them. Meaning, if you got any good on that day, Allah will take it. This man then said, then I rather don't have slaves. I rather don't have slaves. I rather set them free. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you can't manage to look after them, rather let them go. One Sahabi said, "Hum hurrun li wajhi Allah." I'd rather let them go free. I can't live up to this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Had you not set them free, the fire of Jahannam was looking for you." If you are not able to play a fair game, rather let them go. Waylul lil mutaffifin. Don't cheat. But when you want in full, but when it's time to give, you cheat. Rather be the opposite. A man told his worker, "A lot of people owe me money." A lot of people. He says, but when the day comes for them to pay, you must go and knock at their door. But don't be hard. If the man then tries to hide away, or the man says, "I need a few more days," he says, "Give him grace, give him grace, give him grace." And he would always say, "Because I worry of a day where I will have to ask Allah, can you give me some chance?" Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about this man. He says, he dies. When this man will stand in front of Allah, Almighty Allah will say to the angels, how this man behaved to others, it is only right that I also behaved with him like that. And that's my nature. If he could do it, how can I not do it? That he would say, give chance, give chance. So how can I say, don't give chance? The man who doesn't cheat, he will find Allah doesn't cheat with him also. But the one who cheats, well, Allah says, I won't have to take you to task. Problems will find you yourself. Don't you know you will have to stand in front of Allah on the day when the world will have to stand in front of Allah? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So we will play these 6 verses about 3 times. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make it settles in our heart. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. People have mentioned, وَقَّاف in the kitab Allah meant that people would stop when Quran was read. Even if they were angry, then someone just read a verse of Quran and they heard it. We want this to come in our lives. وَقَّاف. If you want to cheat sometimes, everyone wants to cheat. The biggest cheating is sometimes I find few marriage issues we tried to help and then we gave up, like said, they must sort out their own problems. But few of them that we saw the husband was so hard on his wife's chastity, modesty, niqab. He was so angry that sometimes she goes outside the house, she got no gloves on. She said, I don't want people to see her fingers. You say, MashaAllah, you Junaid Baghdadi. But in the weekend, he was going to prostitutes. He was going. One side, he's on the highest level of piety. And on the other side, he's cheating to the lowest levels. He said, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. You're playing a cheating game here. She can't talk to anyone. That's very good. She mustn't talk to anyone. She mustn't go out. I remember one sentence he said, I don't like people to see a shadow also. That was like, MashaAllah, you are of the past. Even a shadow mustn't be seen. But when the darkness would come, where and where he was going? وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. How you cheat like that? Many husbands, when they get married, they say, I want to see your phone. I must have access. There must be completely things clear between us. But he doesn't tell her he got another phone in the shop. So the phone she sees, like my husband and me, we share the same phone. But in the business, he's sitting with one business phone. The business phone got everything else but business. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Are you cheating? Because when you cheat, and then we saw those examples, that the man cheated. And he thought that no one can spoil his life. And then Allah Tabarakallah made it, the day came when his daughters grew up. And they got married. And then their husbands cheated on them. And we remember how angry the person would get. How can he do this? And you want to tell him, but once upon a time you did the same thing. That you cheated. You want him to be fully faithful. But when it was you, then how you cheated? وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. That when you want your rights, how you grab it? But when it's time to give, how you cheat? You would love your wife to be so faithful to you, but you are such a cheater in the world. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you stay chaste and pure. Iffu ta'iffa nisa'ukum, your wives will stay pure. How many times you see a young boy, before getting married, he says, I'll mess around for a while. I'll play that girl and that girl. This is just fun. He says, but when the time to get married comes, I'll make tawbah like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. I'll make tawbah and I'll marry one girl who's a alima in niqab. Say, you cheated, cheated, cheated. Now you want everything. Your rights. I want a girl who was never touched. So I read it in Surah Ar-Rahman. Even no jinn ever touched her. No man, no jinn ever touched. Untouched she is. But you touched everything. You already touched everything. Untouched I want. وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ Allah Ta'ala says, it doesn't work like that. You cheat and you have no one to cheat you. It doesn't work. He said, إِفُّوا تَعِفَّ نِسَاءُكُمْ You stay clean, your wives will stay clean, your daughters will stay clean. The woman in your house will stay clean. You cheat. You will see one day in your family, dirt will find itself. And you will say, what is happening? Not in my house. And then you'll have to look in the mirror and you will see, I'm the biggest cheat in this house. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ May Allah Ta'ala make in the barakah of Quran, none of us ever cheat. Rather, when we have to give, give more. But when we have to take, be the one who's like, little bit like, easy going. So that when Allah has to take from us also, we call it Hisabi Yasira. Hisabi Yasira. Allah grant me that easy reckoning. They even take out the book. My one friend, he knows how, you have to know how to do it. Like, we don't know how to do it. At the airport, when they ask us a question, like already we start shivering. So already they pick up that this guy is like a target. But some people are targets, but they know how to talk. So when they talk, even the woman at the counter gets a little bit like confused. So here is one country where they're a little bit hard against Muslims. So in a very rough voice, like she said to him, tell her to lift the niqab. That's how they talk. Like, lift the niqab. I want to see who she is. She could have said it nicely also. Lift the niqab. So obviously, nothing wrong with it. She lifted it and the woman was in front. But the way she said it, like, I hate your wife. Why she's wearing the niqab? Lift the niqab. So he said, tell me. Isn't she prettier than you? Oh, finished, like, knockout. The woman said, what? She never even looked at the stamps, the visa. She was already irritated. Is the makeup not right? How could he say that? She's looking at his wife more than she's looking at the passports. She never know whether she stamped, she never stamped. One sentence put a knockout like. I told him, Willie, you can't do that. Isn't she prettier than you? I said, what's your wife said after? Even my wife said, you're a mad man. A knockout, sometimes you can knock out the person. You know how to talk. Why was I saying that? So whatever it was, maybe the teacher one day, if you're at the airport and they're traveling, you must know those knockout sentences. It doesn't always work, but sometimes it works. Sometimes the opposite can happen. She will send you back. And when you ask her in a nice manner, isn't she prettier than you? وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ May Allah make us that we are never the ones who cheat. Ever, ever.